Okay. Fire Safety Implementation Emergency Services. Britt, did you have your hand up?
Yes, I did. While we're on the gravel pit
yes.
area, any time frame for gravel?
If you look down lower, new business.
I got here late, I'm sorry.
Okay, it's on here. It says letter to Brent Robinson, removal equipment, comma, cattle.
Thank you.
That's my plan. Because he's no longer using his equipment, I understand, for screening or whatever. And I find it obtrusive over there as well.
He was down there earlier moving stuff out. I saw him when I came by.
Ah, okay.
And I don't know all what he was moving when he was there.
Good.
Okay.
Yeah, I was coming here.
Yeah, he was going up when we were coming down also. So, okay, but that is on there. Thank you.
Okay, I always think that's a safety issue when we get ice and snow on that airport hill.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so
okay.
Thank you.
Brent, can you kind of, well, let me preface it by saying the number of fires that have been in the area recently, we are not immune to it. We're lucky that nothing else has happened. And due to that fact, I wanted to do something for the ranch so that we have a feeling of a little more control. Brent and Barbara and I and Taylor and Joe have all kind of talked different kinds of things. And one thing is we have had Alan Steed move one of the 10,000-gallon tanks up on the 4,000, excuse me, up at the top of the runway over here to a specific area to be dedicated to fighting fires.
Well, it was made a motion last meeting, so mm-hmm. don't make it sound like we made it.
But we discussed different kinds of things. And anyway, Brent, would you kind of talk about what we're doing with that?
Well, we're going to take and put that tank in, and it's going to fill it is the overflow from the 40,000 gallon tank. Right now, the overflow from the 40,000 gallon tank simply rolls down the hill. And so we're going to fill that with the overflow from the 40,000 gallon tank, and then we're going to pipe it out to Meadow Canyon Road. There'll be a standpipe right there, which the BLM or the state or whoever can hook onto that and fill their trucks relatively quickly. We were going to run a larger line, but we're going to probably run a 2-inch poly line from that from where the tank is down to the Meadow Canyon Road standpipe. And when we do, we're going to have about 20 pounds of head pressure from the tank, and we should be able to move anywhere between 150 and 200 gallons a minute through that 2-inch line with that head pressure to provide the, you know, the water, you know, so they can fill off. And we also, Candy had me look and get some information, and I sent her some suggestions on some hand tools we could buy. Three or four pulaskis, three or four axes, three or four shovels. Most of these things are available locally. And then a couple other things that we were looking at buying is some pump tanks that, they're backpack little 3 or 5 gallon fire bags and they have a little pump on them. You know, they're a little hand pump. And anyway, we're looking at trying to find the best price for all of that stuff. It's not usually best to buy from the fire equipment dealers because they nick you really, really good. So we can find it in other locations, we will. The BLM has been very generous, and they've given me two of those backpacks. I have two that are in my truck. They're in my little fire truck right now. And they also gave me a couple of thousand feet of hose last year, and a bunch of nozzles and adapters and a whole bunch of other stuff. And anyway, it's all come in handy. So what we're looking at doing is maybe spending a couple $300 and putting something together in a central location to begin with, and then possibly down the road building some little, lack of a better term, tool sheds in various locations. If there was an example of fire up in Phil's, he wouldn't have to drive all the way down here and grab a couple of things to do. I mean, there'd be one in the proper canyon area, one in the upper slide area, one in the lower slide area, one going in, you know, going in the lower branch.
Like the Forest Service fire truck.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. They look like a big truck box.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, they're... Well, we were thinking about the photo crews and we thought about them, laughed about them, and forgot about them.
Could you talk a little bit about what we were talking about, the upper cabins, 1, 2, 3, and 4?
We need, I did a little research, and we desperately need to make, the BLM wants us to have two ways in and out of those cabins. We currently only have one way in and out of those cabins. And we've talked about very possibly making a foot trail down to a safe location, but we are going to be, that's going to create a problem if we have anybody who is infirm and unable, you know, they're not ambulatory. How are they going to escape? I think that the board seriously needs to consider cutting a for lack of a better term, a service road in which people could make an escape from those cabins if fire was to approach. Now, if it was a perfect world, I would say let's just make us a defensible space around those places. But that I think would be unacceptable to the board and pretty much unacceptable to the members, because in Brent's world, there wouldn't be one match. There wouldn't be a stick. There wouldn't be anything within 100 feet of any of those places. But it's not a perfect world, so we really need to seriously consider doing some kind of a service road or something. And I think that, you know, Dale has, you know, he has the best knowledge of what roads have been there or, you know, been there before. But the board needs to put their heads together and decide what they want to do. But what you've got there is you've got a potential trap where you could end up trapping how many people up there at any one point in time?
Quite a few.
You know.
And I did contact Alan Steed.
He hauled his machine in today.
The little one?
Mm-hmm.
So you don't think he'll bring it back out?
Or? No, he hauled it in.
Oh, held it here.
Well,
those guys have been doing on my property trails for me, and they're here almost. They haven't been here for 2 weeks, but they're here almost every weekend.
I can't walk them.
Yeah.
Fits
in a wheel.
Fits
in a wheel. You can't walk them. You can't both feet up.
Right, but the thing about it is there's a difference between ambulatory and non-ambulatory. And quite honestly, someone goes up there and they might be able to limp in on a pair of crutches. They're not going to be able to limp down a trail. That's the bottom line, folks. And I have multiple experience in evacuating nursing homes and hospitals, and I can tell you, non-ambulatory patients require humongous amounts of manpower.
Just to move them out of their chairs
just
into my dental chairs.
Just to move them out away into a safe zone, and hospitals, especially, they have safe zones where people can go. You know, fire doors. You can isolate them for over an hour and blah 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 blah. We don't have that up there, and so you need to seriously consider a secondary means of access, you know, egress into that place. That's that, you know. I know that the logic is we've gone 30 years without a fire up there, and we, you know, we could possibly go 30 more. But you know, what happens? What happens if what happened right over here north of Larry Bear's? That lightning strike happens right down there at the hill. That fire's going to race up that hill so fast and right through those cabins.
Especially if that propane tank and gets a good start on it.
And, yeah. And so, anyway,
Bob?
Something else for the board to consider.
Don't we have a 10,000-gallon water tank up there?
Yes, there is.
Is that going to help?
Not really. Not the way we're plumbed. We need to have some kind of a fire standpipe in there. But the issue is really this. Now, albeit you're talking to a complete arsonist, and I would love to catch something on fire here that I could get a chance to put out. But the simple fact is, I don't think we're putting a standpipe in, putting those up there, putting a bunch of other stuff is going to really help. The biggest thing we need to do is protect our membership, and more so if we're going to rent to outside our membership. we need to make sure that they're safe too, you know. And so evacuation is the key, not necessarily extinguishment. So evacuation is the key, and you guys got to really seriously consider it. But it's, you know, once again, it's not my call, it's just what I recommend.
Well, I'd like to, I was going to just make a motion that we request the road study be done by our road chairman, a road proposal to be anyway, I'd request Brent to make us a proposal. I think there's nobody probably, maybe there's some people, and if there's any question on the motion, but I think most people are in favor of doing what he said. And if they're not, you
of course. I suggest I'll go to the ranch and say, I'll buy the walls anyway. They need them here. We have a place on here. Do you have a walk for any of the horses?
Dale?
The plan, whether it's mine or somebody else's, I think one of these days we're going to see some additional cabins along the west side of that meadow where we bulldoze the road and put a fence. They would build a fence along the west side of the meadow. And most of that, I think, without any work, can be done with a four-wheeler. And I think I've had my Suburban. Well, I know I had it through there several times, but whether exactly you got the fence built or not. And I think I could drive my Suburban from the cabins to the Red Reservoir with a little bit of maintenance. And that's been in the back of some of our minds all the way. And so to take the road from cabin one, stay on that bench, you hit the top of the next couple of benches, and join in to the existing road that's already there, and you may, it does not have it now, but you could drop down in the canyon that's directly west of the old Finley cabin, so you could go down there, up and down, or continue on around to the Red Reservoir and go out at that point. So that makes much more sense. The bulldozer work has already been done, and like I say, I think that in the future there's going to be another two or three cabins built along that beautiful area, or that ATVs could stay off the main road and use that high west trail to access themselves on up into the Dixie National Forest. I think it makes more sense than anything else we've talked about, and it's that kind of a thing that I'd like to see in the master plan. And yeah, there's some of those things we've worked on and thought about for 20 years. And so that would be my suggestion, Brent, to yours. Is there basically already a full automobile road back along through there?
What condition is that in?
Huh? Right now it's in bad condition because, like Dale said,
don't you have to come down the same road down the hill to get onto that?
No maintenance
at all. But at the time that Dale built that fence, you could drive right along there. And I used to ride. I still have taken the horses down through there a lot on the trails, you know. And it's really obvious. Like Dale said, there's only one way off of there. The cabin, it's the bench. It goes right down and hits that road, and you can go either that way or that way. You know, whichever way you want to go.
From cabin one, is it?
You see one and two. Bench right there along cabin one and two. But it's pretty obvious. I mean, my thought was get Alan Steve's little trail thing that he makes. It's wide enough that a vehicle could go if they didn't care if they got the side scratched down that road, you know, and get them to cut a road down through there. And then the four-wheelers at least would have a way out and not be driving up and down that hill that's kind of dangerous, the road we've got now. And I'd drive over some four-wheelers and get hurt on the
well, there was,
the main road.
Well, there's a motion.
You shouldn't make a trail right from the cabin itself. Like, you know, get the foot trail right off the hill down to the meadow. That would be nice, too.
Next project, maybe.
I have a thought that kind of goes along with this discussion, and that is to prepare a program to build a road west of those cluster of cabins to go over into Slide Canyon. It might be necessary to evacuate Slide Canyon into Meadow Canyon.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
funny. It's funny, after 20 years we decided that and started building roads until a few smart aleks decided that that was the road to nowhere.
You're pointing fingers.
And it will probably be the number one road as a possibility once people understand what it was and why it was there.
Did that road go over BLM lands, reason why we couldn't do it? It didn't?
Yeah, it did. But the BLM had, BLM would give permission for it.
But you asked to ask for it first.
Go ahead.
Right? And that was the problem?
That was the problem in the past.
The BLM lady was with us the entire time it was flagged. So there's, let them do their fun things, but there was reason that that road was staked and worked on.
Well, there was a motion on the floor that Brent Fulmer, with his knowledge of the roads in the area, if he could assist with other members to do a road study and implement some of these ideas and look at these ideas and bring it back to the board.
Okay.
Could you? And then
well, I think Dale's suggestion is excellent. I actually think both ideas are excellent ideas. The connection to
sounds good.
The Slide Canyon and the and using that existing road to go north, you know, north and south, for lack of a better term, and then connecting it down that one draw from Cabin 1. I mean, I think I know exactly where you're talking about, Dale. I'm assuming that we're on the same page.
You get up there.
Yeah, it's pretty. It's real obvious. I mean, it is. But Dale knows. You know, I mean, that road was cut there for the fence, right? Isn't it?
Yep.
Yeah.
And it was intended that it would be an ATV trail also.
Right. And what we, you know, what we ought to utilize that, and then like, I think it's a real good idea to get the ATVs off the main road if we can.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
ATVs would keep that pressure.
It was my ATV.
Okay. Do we need to have a second for that, or is there a general acceptance? Did it need to be a motion?
If Brent's going to do it, Brent's going to do it. That's fine.
Okay. All right.